Saints, so today I'm going to be doing a study titled Disown Yourself. And this is based off of the verse Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." That word deny in the Greek means eparneomai. It's a long word. But it also means to deny utterly, that is, disown, abstain. So it's a very, very potent word. We're called to disown ourselves, forget ourselves, leave off ourselves in the pursuit of God's kingdom and his righteousness. And this world, and this word deny, is used many other times in the Gospels, most notably when Peter denies Christ three times before the rooster crowed twice. And that's in Luke 22:54-61. "Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, 'This man was also with him.' And he denied him, saying, 'Woman, I know him not.' And after a little while, another saw him and said, 'Thou art also of them.' And Peter said, 'Man, I am not.' And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, 'Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I know not what thou sayest.' And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, 'Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.'" So Peter vehemently denied Christ, disowning him, abstaining from association with him. So we can see how important it is then to vehemently deny our own selves, not only three times, but all the time, every day. Romans 12, verse 1. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." When we're willing to do this, the Lord will give us his Holy Spirit and will be born from above. You must bend your will, committing to follow after God's Spirit, casting off the flesh which cannot please God. John 3:5-6. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." And Romans 8:8, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." By daily disowning our flesh man, which always seeks to work that which is sin, we then walk as a new creature in the Spirit of God, doing that which is pleasing unto God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." Galatians 5:24-25. "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Without this losing of life, a man will never obtain new life. If he's still fond of his flesh or of the world, he will always serve those things over Christ. Matthew 6:24. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon." Romans 6:16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" James 4:4. "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." So when the flesh is put down and the old man is done away with, a man is no longer conforming to the world, but to the word of God by the Spirit of God, which sanctifies him and sets him apart. Romans 12:2. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So we have the blessed hope of salvation in Christ if we deny the old man daily. Perhaps saying, I do not know the man, as Peter once did, when we are questioned about our affiliation with Christ, but with the past left behind. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So that's my study about disowning yourself.